Hello and welcome to the Emmanuel Croydon podcast. At Emmanuel Croydon, we exist to be a community drawn together by our desire to know and follow Jesus. We long to become disciples of Jesus who are equipped to serve him in the whole of life, transforming families, communities, and workplaces as we love God with heart, mind, soul, and strength. We hope you enjoy this week's talk from the morning services. Thank you for joining us today. Grace and peace to you.
The reading today is from Joel chapter 2, verses 21 to 28. And if you want to follow along in the Bibles in front of you, that's page 922. So Joel chapter 2, starting at verse 21. Do not be afraid, land of Judah. Be glad and rejoice. Surely the Lord has done great things. Do not be afraid, you wild animals, for the pastures in the wilderness are becoming green. The trees are bearing their fruit. The fig tree and the vine yield their riches. Be glad, people of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the autumn rains, because he is faithful. He sends you abundant showers, both autumn and spring rains as before. The threshing floors will be filled with grain. The vats will overflow with new wine and oil. I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten, the great locust and the young locusts, the other locusts and the locust swarm, my great army that I sent among you. You will have plenty to eat until you are full, and you will praise the name of the Lord your God, who has worked wonders for you. Never again will my people be shamed. Then you will know that I am in Israel, that I am the Lord your God, and that there is no other. Never again will my people be shamed. And afterward, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you very much, Amanda. We're going to continue thinking about harvest, and I want you to cast your mind back to the Destination New Creation restaurant. I don't know what you would order. I'm sure it has very good reviews on TripAdvisor. And it was great having all the meals that we were seeing. Oh, I'm missing something. We need a chair. I'm sure the music team won't mind me borrowing this. Let's pray. Loving Father, we thank you for our world. Help us to consider your world in the light of what you say as we look at your word now. Amen. So we've been thinking about our world today, and what we've been doing is we've been stepping back and seeing God's plan over the whole of history for the world. So we have seen creation, God making the world. We've seen the fall, how we have broken and rejected God and broken our world. We've seen rescue, about how Jesus comes to save us. And now we're thinking about new creation, how God is making a new world. Often at harvest time, we look back and we say thank you to God for the good things that he has given us. But this Sunday, we're also looking forward, because new creation in the Bible, in the bit that we just read, is a picture. Harvest is a picture for the new creation. But what is that like? What is that actually like? And I'm going to show us briefly three things that we will find in the new creation. Just to say, before we go through it, for the under threes, we have a staffed crash. So we're all very welcome to be here, but if you feel like your little ones are just getting a bit fidgety as they listen to me, that's there if you need it. But what are the things we're going to find? Three things. Number one, great food. Now, when you think about heaven and new creation, I wonder if deep down, maybe we think it's just going to be a bit boring and just not very good. But actually, we have got, there's going to be amazing food. And that's what Joel tells us. He says, the trees are bearing their fruit. The fig tree and the vine yield their riches. Speaking of tasty fruits and fine wines, there's going to be great food. Now, I enjoyed seeing all the things we've put forward of our favourite meals. There was quite a lot of fish, I thought, which is a bit surprising. And some of you have understood the activity because you have put puddings. You have put puddings. And it is really about pudding, isn't it? Apple crumble, the dessert of desserts. What will apple crumble be like in the new creation? What will it be like to have apple crumble at the destination new creation restaurant, to sit down and just everything will taste better than ever before, like what we've imagined, but even better. Won't that be absolutely amazing to have that? And we might think that it's the new creation, when we think about it, that it's a bit floaty and a bit cloudy. That's not right. There's going to be food. It's going to be physical. It's not going to be all spiritual and floaty. Now, that's what the Gnostics said. We grown-ups get that wrong. That's what the Gnostics said. They said it would be all floaty. No, it's going to be physical. We're going to have meals. We'll have dinner. And we'll have recipe books. And people will be able to create new recipes. And we'll go, wow, I didn't realize you could do that to apple crumble. I didn't realize that fish could actually be tasty. It's wonderful. And it's going to be like that. And then it will just get better and better. Great food. And it was really great to have that video. I mean, well done, Esther, Sam, and Marina, and Stu for putting that together. And what is it going to be like? How amazing it will be. But more than great food, great joy as well. Here is the words from a play that's a traditional harvest song. This play was written 500 years ago by someone called Thomas Nash, and I believe that it was first performed in Croydon, of all places. And it says, merry, merry, cheery, cheery, cheery. And it's that feeling of joy, that it's a time of celebration. And that's what we're doing, is we're looking back hundreds of years of how people have come to the harvest time and given thanks to God. And God says that new creation will be a time of great joy. Do not be afraid, land of Judah. Rejoice, be glad. It's a time of celebrating. God says that's what the new creation is going to be like. Now, for the people who read Joel's words in Joel's day when he wrote it, hundreds of years before Jesus was born, there was something that got the people really, really scared. People got really worried about it. It was locusts, okay? Those little icky grasshoppers. And what they'd do is they'd go around in swarms and they would eat the crops. And if you're unlucky to have your food, your field, attacked by a swarm of locusts, you'd suddenly wake up and you'd have nothing to eat. And it would be really scary. And God is saying that won't happen, that we won't have to be afraid. Do not be afraid, land of Judah. Be glad and rejoice. One day is speaking of a time not where we won't have to be afraid. Can you imagine that? If you're a follower of Jesus, that means that one day you'll be afraid for the last time. And so you'll be afraid, and that will be the last time. And then after that, that's it. There will be no more times to be afraid. And we just won't have any reason to feel afraid. Isn't that amazing? What God is going to do. Time of great food, great joy, and one more thing, best of all, great God. Great God. Now, think of the restaurant video. I think one of the things I really loved about it is just how fun it was because of the people who were in it. And often that's like it, isn't it? It's about what we're eating and when we have a meal, but it's also about who we're with. I wonder how many of us here, when we said our favorite meal, we maybe thought of a special meal when we're eating it with someone. Maybe we said like Christmas dinner because we're with particular people that we don't see very often the rest of time. It's all about like who we're with. And the great thing about the new creation is God is going to be with us. God says, you will know that I am in Israel. I am in Israel. I know for some of us, when we go to school, sometimes, particularly when we're a bit younger, and I think I found this, that the exciting moment at the end of school was getting to see your mummy at the end. And my mummy, I could go and see my mummy, and I could hang out with my mummy at the end of school, and that was very exciting. And all the way through the day, she still was my mummy. But then at the end, when school finished, I could hang out with my mummy and play with her. And that was really fun. And that is what it's like. God with us in the new creation. God who is our Father if we trust him. And being able to experience and know him in a deeper way than ever before. How amazing that will be. And we'll be able to have these amazing meals and go, look, God, look at what we made. Look at what this is. Isn't this amazing, just what happened? So children, grown-ups, God wants you to know that he's making a new creation. His Bible is all about creation to new creation. He's going to make a new world like this one, but better. And we're invited. And that's really cool. So let's take a moment now. Just turn to the person next to you. What do we find most exciting about the new creation? Let's just take a moment together. What do we find most exciting about the new creation? And then I'll draw us together and pray. Let's go.
Thanks for listening to the Emmanuel Croydon podcast. For more information about our church and everything we have going on, visit our website, emmanuelcroydon.org.uk. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to see and hear what's going on in the life of our church. God bless you and have a wonderful week.